Inside Bitbank, Engineering an Autonomous AI Research Lab, Chapter 10 of 10, Toward a Self-Improving Market Research Lab, we began this series by replacing the idea of one secret model with a research loop. Data establishes what could have been known. Models propose estimates. Accelerated systems expand the experiments we can run. Validation tries to disprove them. Risk limits consequence. Production measures reality. Agents and memory turn each result into a better starting point. Put together, these components suggest a self-improving laboratory. The phrase needs care. Improvement should not mean an opaque system continuously changing its own objective. It should mean a process that gets better at generating evidence, while every material production change remains versioned, reviewable, and reversible. The closed research loop. A mature loop begins with observed gaps. Monitoring may detect calibration drift on one horizon. Experiment memory may show that previous fixes increase turnover. A literature agent may find a representation learning method relevant to the failure. The planner converts these signals into bounded hypotheses. Data and implementation agents prepare candidates. The scheduler allocates a budget. Validation agents reproduce metrics and attack assumptions. Results enter memory whether positive or negative. Candidates that pass arrive at a human promotion gate with a complete evidence package. Optimize the researcher, not only the model. The laboratory can measure its own process. How long does an idea take to reach a result? How often do experiments fail for operational reasons? Which tests catch the most issues? Which feature families repeatedly overfit? Which reports lead to confident decisions? Improving those metrics increases research throughput without lowering standards. A faster dataset build or a more discriminating early test can save more compute than a clever training optimization. Evidence has a supply chain. Every published conclusion should trace through code, data, compute, metrics, and review. This evidence supply chain is the research equivalent of software provenance. It lets us answer not only what the result was, but how it came to exist. Signed manifests, checksums, immutable artifacts, and explicit lineage make automated research more trustworthy. They also make correction easier when an upstream dataset or implementation is later found to be wrong. Continuous learning without continuous deployment. The lab can read, test, and update its memory continuously. Production should change on a deliberate cadence. This separation protects customers from a noisy experiment while preventing the research organization from standing still. Some low-risk components may eventually support automatic promotion when their gates are exceptionally strong. The burden of proof rises with consequence. Exposure changes, new markets, and altered risk policy deserve direct review. Portfolio intelligence. The longer-term opportunity is not merely better price prediction. A market intelligence system can combine probabilistic forecasts, volatility, liquidity, correlation, anomaly detection, and operational competence. It can explain which evidence changed and how that affects the risk envelope. This creates more useful outputs than a single arrow. Customers can see uncertainty, alternative scenarios, data freshness, and the difference between a forecast and an executable decision. Simulated worlds and adversarial research. Future research agents can maintain a library of stressful worlds. Exchange outages, price gaps, correlation breaks, stale feeds, fee shocks, model timeouts, and unseen volatility. Candidates must survive relevant worlds before they reach live shadowing. Other agents can search for counterexamples. Their goal is not to improve the candidate, but to break its claims. This adversarial relationship is a feature of healthy science. Efficiency is part of responsibility. Better utilization reduces cost and energy per experiment. Early stopping prevents waste. Smaller models may be preferable when they provide comparable evidence. Compute budgets force the planner to prioritize informative experiments over brute force search. Transparency as a product capability. We want to publish not only successes, but methods and vetoes. That does not require exposing private keys, proprietary data, or a recipe for copying production. It means explaining evaluation geometry, assumptions, limitations, and why a candidate did or did not pass. Transparency makes the team more disciplined because claims must survive outside the notebook. It also gives users a more realistic picture of AI, probabilistic, engineered, monitored, and fallible. What we will not automate away. Accountability cannot be delegated to a model. Neither can values, customer obligations, or the definition of acceptable risk. The lab can provide stronger evidence and clearer alternatives. People remain responsible for the boundaries, the durable advantage, architectures will change, hardware will change, exchanges, assets, and regimes will change. The durable capability is an organization that can adapt without losing causality, memory, or control. That is what we are building toward at Bitbank, not an oracle, and not a machine that promises certainty, but an increasingly capable research system that learns from every experiment, knows when evidence is weak, and treats the decision not to deploy as seriously as the decision to act. The series ends here, but the research loop does not. We will continue publishing concrete validation rounds, production lessons, negative results, and the engineering details that turn ambitious AI ideas into systems that can be measured and trusted.